Oh, that sounds good. That sounds really good. We've got Independence Day coming up, so you know what that means. You're shopping for a new car. Hold everything and get over to Sanderson Ford for their Independence Day sale. You know, I'll tell you why you want to do business with these people. Let's just take the CEO, for example. The man's name is David, okay? Now, David just recently won the Colangelo Servant Leadership Award, recognizing his propensity to live as a servant leader in the highest ethical standards with an entrepreneurial bent. That's David. That's the guy that owns Sanderson Ford. His motto for the company is that it's the dealership that community service built. The owner, David, has been inducted in the Ford Motor Company Hall of Fame. He supports charities all across the valley. I'm telling you, you walk through their showroom and look at the tenure of all the employees and how long they're there. He treats them all like family. That's why you want to get over to Sanderson Ford. Any day of the week but Sunday, because the type of man he is, he lets his families and employees stay home with their families every single Sunday. This is the kind of people you want to do business with. Get over to Sanderson Ford and get ready. The Independence Day sale is coming soon. All right, continuing our conversation on getting the outdoor environment to perfection, we're here with special guest Esther DeWalt from Phantom Screens. Esther, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about yet is all the great things that are available for sound systems. Once you've got all this environment set up out there, you could really, you could have a sound around stereo system outside, in essence.
Absolutely. Another thing to just wire into your home automation system to also support that movie theater room that you've got going.
Tell me one thing. The sunscreens at my house are over 15 years old, and I know what I do for maintenance, but what do you tell your customers once the sunscreens are installed? What maintenance is required for a sunscreen?
Thankfully, very little. We would suggest every once in a while, no different than how often you'd wash your walls, we would say a slight brush off or a sweep off of the motorized screen walls to remove any dust that's collected or maybe little bird splatter, whatever it might be, and use a moist cloth. The only thing is never roll your screens up wet. And other than that, it's that simple.
Very simple. Tell us a little bit. We've talked just about one of your products, which fit today's topic, the big sunscreen screening patios and pergolas and outdoor areas. But tell us a little bit about Phantom Screen's signature product.
For sure. That's actually my favorite pet, since that's what we born the company with. It's for the retractable screen for any door opening. So this often gets also incorporated into your outdoor rooms, but it's largely used off of the house. So your single doors off of the kitchen or your double French doors, or better yet, on the front door as well. So you can, in the cooler seasons, you can open up front and back doors, pull our Phantom screens closed, and then you have a cross draft coming through your home, absolutely creating a natural air conditioning situation. Again, Arizona, of course, that's in cooler months only. But that keeps out the insects and bugs, and the more dense of mesh you choose, you can also reduce the sun glare and keep that nasty heat outside of your house.
And Esther, what is your manufacturing site website?
It is phantomscreens.com. So Phantom like Phantom of the Opera. phantomscreens.com. And another easy way, if you want to talk directly with your Arizona representation, it's just 1-888-PHANTOM.
Well, that is easy. Okay. Very good.
That is easy.
Well, Esther, I can't thank you enough for carving time out of your weekend time to join us here at Rosie on the House. Thank you very much.
It's been great. Thank you so much. And may you have a wonderful weekend.
Maybe we'll see you at the next KBiz if they decide to have it or not. I don't know. They tell me now it may be all virtual. And I was able to visit with one of Esther's certified installers here in Phoenix. He's been in business installing Phantom Screens for 25 years. The man's name's Alan Hoffman. It's Arizona Retractable Screens. And he really gave me a really cool lesson on the science of shade. I said, Alan, you've riveted me. You and I need to get together and just have a mint tea and visit more about this. He says, Rosie, I'm telling you this right now, and I'm not bragging. There's nobody in the country that knows more about shade than me, because I've talked to all the engineers on the topic, and I have to school every one of them.
So you know a guy that throws shade all the time.
That throws shade all the time. Alan Hoffman at Arizona Retractable Screens. He was really a very, very enjoyable visit. And my maintenance protocol, and I say my sunscreens installed by Richard Toombs, Arizona's screen tech, they're almost 20 years old. And I had him out to the house about 5 years ago. I said, Richard, do you think we need to replace these? He said, no. He said, hose them off, let them dry real good. And then Jennifer actually took our boat vinyl conditioner. It's called V3000. And she sprayed a little area of the screen, and we just watched it to see if it attracted dust or anything. It didn't. We unrolled all the screens, coated them with this, wiped them down. They look brand new. They're going to last another 20 years.
It's just boat wax?
It's what they recommend for the boat vinyl upholstery.
Gotcha.
So it's a vinyl treatment. I mean, they look brand new. And we did that, I think it was before the crash, so a couple years ago. Anyway, there you go. All the conversation, I hope, will motivate you all to consider creating that outdoor space that make you the envy of the neighborhood. And I tell you, the next one I build at my house, it's going to be in the front yard. And as people, and there's going to be a little outdoor kitchen refrigerator out there. And as people are walking up and down the street, they're going to get invited. Come on in here and get yourself an iced tea. Let's visit for a little while. We've lived down the street from each other for 30-some years. Hardly even know your first name. Get in here. Let's visit. Front yard living environments. Entertainment environments. It's a wave of the future.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, pulled a couple interesting things out of some trade magazines this week. This one, how many of you have a countertop that you can't use because it's got too many electronic devices plugged in for charging?
Yeah. It's a clutter mess.
Well, for a couple hundred bucks, you can take that power charging station and put it in a drawer. Now, you're going to have to empty out the contents of that drawer.
You got
to
empty your junk drawer.
That you never use anyway.
For anything good.
And you can't remember what's in there.
The asparagus rubber bands.
Sticky stuff.
Paper clips.
But you can clean it out. And this, it's called a docking drawer, dockingdrawer.com. You picture your slide out. Then you install this. Basically, it looks like a power strip,
yeah.
But it's only got a couple outlets, and it's got a multiple USB ports. And then it's got an extension cord on it that goes to a 110 outlet. So it is an extension of one of your outlets brought into your drawer, and so then you can hide all your electronic devices, regaining all of that countertop space.
You know what that would help me with, no matter... Romy, I promise, I've got the iPad, I've got the Mac book, I've got the phone, I've got the hotspot. No matter which one needs to be charged, that's the one cable I don't have. It doesn't matter. It could be different.
Right.
It could be different every day. The iPad could need to be charged that night, or the hotspot the next night. whatever I want to charge, the cable is never to be found.
Or the adapter to go with the cable.
Or the adapter to the cable, to the cord, to the adapter. Exactly right. Well, this would let you
I don't think that consolidate all that. Any additional cords.
No, but at least I can have it. Like, then I can bolt it in place. Yes, exactly. These are not to be moved.
Well, that can stay in the drawer. That would be good junk.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Qualified Remodeler magazine had an article featuring the top 100 picks by contractors. So this is contractors all over the country picking their top 100 products of the year. And in the top five was Belgard's porcelain pavers for outdoor use. Yeah. No, Belgard's been a partner for a long time, and the porcelain is a new concept, but still a very great...
Newer.
Yeah.
Seven, 8 years old.
For outdoor pavers. Barn Door Hardware was in there four different ways with different names. That is a look I do enjoy. It's where the door, it's a sliding door, left and right, and you actually
on
see
the outside.
Exposed hardware. And it you don't use it for exterior doors, but for interior going between rooms. And you may lose that wall space that the door slides across, but you lose door space one way or the other with the door swinging wherever it goes against.
Very, very trendy. Very trendy.
And it is trendy, but it's one that I think could have a timeless look. It's not going to be something that 10 years from now isn't going to look normal or right.
There's door companies, specialty companies that just do nothing but build barn doors.
Delta has also on the list a new feature, and we're gonna have to. Jennifer's on the phone screening calls, so we'll have to lump her back or circle back around on this one. But this is a water powered light shower head. So it's got three shower heads. They come straight down, and when you turn the water on, ambient light comes out of the shower head. So You only use light when you're in the shower, and you don't use electricity. It's all run by moving water. That moving water.
Oh, now that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Okay. Generates the electricity to light your shower head. I like that.
Jennifer did want to throw in a comment about where in the motel in Natchitoches, it had a rain head that mounts directly in the center of the shower and falls straight down on you. I've never been a fan of them. Primarily because of the arthritis in my shoulder. If the water's coming straight down on you, how do you clean your armpits? You have to raise your hands up above your head, and then you have to lean all the way back. And I could never lift my arm that high. Well, now Katie's got my arm fixed like I never had arthritis before. I've got full mobility. But the other area that you can't clean with a shower head is the basement.
You don't do handstands in the shower?
Unless you could do a handstand. You could do a handstand.
I was this close to hitting the dump button going, oh, no, don't go there. I got you.
So do you need an additional, like, wand?
I've always been a hand wand guy that slides on
so
a bar up
a,
and down.
Straight up and down and then have your hand one.
We had to do it because it was the only way I could clean my armpits. I couldn't lift my arm high enough to get the shower water flowing there. So we went to a wand years ago, and I that's the way I'll always have it.
The longer-lasting drill bit by Lennox, not the air conditioning company, but a bit and saw manufacturer out of Long Meadow on the East Coast was in there. And then another one that I really liked was the hot water hose sprayer by Rain.
Yes. Order one of those. We need to test that for the e-commerce store. I saw that. We need one of those.
It's the technology of a tankless water heater, but you put it on your hose head, and you do have to plug it in, so you're walking around with a water hose and an electric cord, but you have endless hot water outside on your hose.
We got to get one of those.